Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis says roughly 300,000 unemployment claims were processed this weekend as the state Department of Economic Opportunities system was down. The agency announced last week that its Connect system, the subject of recent controversy, would be offline so work could be done to clear a portion of its massive claims backlog. DEO says since March 15th, nearly 210,000 unique claimants have been paid benefits. That's about 25% of unique claims submitted. DeSantis told media today progress has been made in leaps and bounds compared to 2 weeks ago.
And so this is now, we will have done a total of almost 500, actually I think over 500,000 payments now. To put that in perspective, all of last year, I think there was like 300 some thousand some claimants.
Since COVID-19 related economic restrictions were put in place in mid-March, DEO reports about $200 million in unemployment assistance has been paid to Floridians. DeSantis recently put Department of Management Services head Jonathan Satter in charge of all things unemployment at DEO. After weeks of delay, Florida has quietly published a list that shows how many residents and staff of long-term care facilities have tested positive for coronavirus. Statewide, more than 1,100 residents and more than 1,100 staff of nursing homes and assisted living facilities have tested COVID-19 positive. Yesterday in Tampa, nearly 200 people rallied to reopen Florida. It was in front of the local Fox affiliate on Kennedy Boulevard. Dozens of trucks, cars, and motorcycles formed a caravan on the streets around the station. Many were adorned with American flags and Trump campaign signs. Only a handful of people wore face coverings. The rally was organized by Florida Freedom Keepers and Five Mothers for Freedom. WMNF's Yvonne Gougelet spoke with a mother at the protest.
It just has to reopen. You know, economically, we can't afford to stay shut down any longer. So I'm here just because, just from seeing in the news myself and seeing the recovery rate whenever you don't go to the hospital, I believe the coronavirus can be potentially dangerous, but is not super dangerous like they're making it out to be. I believe the treatment is worse than the disease. So I'm here today to just kind of raise awareness and get our small businesses back open, because where the big corporations are fine when stuff like this happens, the normal people, people like us, minimum wage people, people living in the middle class, we're struggling. We're not going to survive through something like this, especially for another year like a lot of these governors want. So right now, this is why I'm here, and this is why I'm protesting, because as a small business owner myself, my family needs my business to survive. So,
how do you feel about the fact that 50,000 Americans have already passed away in America and over 150,000 around the world? Are you not concerned about your safety today and bringing your family out to a rally with hundreds of people? Are you not concerned about the virus?
Right now, my immune system is my best thing. My son is asthmatic, so he is at risk, but I still believe that given the right kinds of treatments, not the treatments like the respirators, like the hydroxychloroquine, but like intravenous vitamin C that has been proven to work, you know, doing that instead of putting everyone on respirators and giving the hospitals more money, that's how you can solve the issue. You know, that's how you can have more recoveries and fatalities.
That report is by WMNF's Yvonne Gougelet from yesterday's reopened Florida rally in Tampa. New York has canceled its Democratic presidential primary, originally scheduled for June 23rd amid the coronavirus epidemic, in an unprecedented move. The Democratic members of the state's Board of Elections voted today to nix the primary. New York will still hold its congressional and state-level primary elections on June 23rd. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is saying that the state will reopen from the coronavirus shutdown in baby steps and that its regions could reopen at different times and rates. The governor said today that for most people, the reopening's first phase will not be much different than what they're experiencing now, with schools and non-essential businesses closed and people being encouraged to stay home. More than 200 doctors from Cuba have arrived in South Africa to help fight the COVID-19 pandemic. South Africa requested assistance from the Cuban government, which is sending more than 1,000 doctors to 22 countries. South Africa has the highest number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in Africa. The Cuban medical personnel have arrived as South Africa is increasing community testing, especially in poor, crowded neighborhoods. Tonight it'll be clear and cool with overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.